To deal with the rulemaker, activate talkback number 2. We call it lighten it up.
In lighten it up, you look for ways to take the rules out of the wacky thoughts, to make them less harsh, rigid, and inflexible.
So let's try this. I'll give you a thought like the rulemaker would say it, and you come up with a way to lighten it up.
Got it.
Sure.
Got it.
Okay, here we go. The rulemaker says, "My schoolwork must be absolutely perfect." But you say,
"How about it would be nice if my schoolwork was good, and I'll try my best, but it's no biggie if it's not."
Easy for you to say. That's hard for me.
Okay, Madison, you try it. "My schoolwork must be absolutely perfect."
It should be perfect. I agree with that.
Yeah, I know. But talk back to the rulemaker.
My schoolwork must be nearly perfect?
Yeah, there's still a lot of rule in there.
"My schoolwork can be both fun and good, and I don't have to obsess over every detail." How's that?
Much better. But keep thinking about it, okay?
Here's another one from the rule maker. "I should keep my friends happy at all times or they will reject me." But you say,
"Oh, this is for me. I would like to keep my friends happy if I can. But everyone messes up. If they think I did something weird, we could work it out. They can forgive and forget."
There you go. See how it works? Sometimes you have to keep working on talkbacks until you find something that you really agree with. You have to agree more with the talkback than the wacky thought.
When you lighten it up, you free yourself from the prison of rules, of musts and shoulds and have-tos. Let them go. The rule maker does not help you. The more you think about this, the better you'll get at recognizing all-or-nothing thinking and the rule maker.
Emily, as we wrap up the day, why don't you tell them about the exercises in the journal?
Sure. In your journal are some ways for you to practice talking back to wacky thoughts. I really love the idea of talking back and having some great tools to fight off wacky thoughts. If you need some help, then maybe an adult or friend can help you. If you haven't got your journal out, do that now and turn to day 4. Tomorrow is day 5. Which means we'll be at the halfway mark of our journey.